Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Seven to fan, Bob Eddie, Nolan McGraw. Vinny is off to Penn State later today. Ben McDonald joining us in a few minutes to talk about the Orioles offseason. A little quiet out there at the warehouse. And the World Series starts tonight. But anyway, let's count that weekend dough and sports stuff by ourselves.
All right, it's been so long since I've done this. I don't even know what I need to pull up here. But we're all good. We're good. We got right. S&P 500. It's actually in the green today, up 67. NASDAQ up 299, that can't be right. But it is. That is right. It's up 299. How about DraftKings stock? Let's get a little DraftKings stock here. Down $1.66.
Holy crap.
And our favor. I mean, it's got to be connected to the news yesterday, right?
What's that?
DraftKings, the stock with the gambling?
I think so.
And then lastly here, Under Armour down a fraction of a penny. Very flat line there. Market's not closed today. Whatever. I don't know.
I have no idea. What did you just, you might as well have been speaking Brazilian.
All right. Let's start with something we do know, the Ravens. And Bill Barnwell here
Portuguese, whatever that is.
Has assessed every NFL team's offseason based on the way these first 7 weeks have unfolded. In his eyes, the Colts had the best offseason, though it probably didn't seem that way at the time when they signed Daniel Jones, but that paid off big time for them. Meanwhile, the Ravens, he placed them in the way below expectations tier. The highlight, drafting Tyler Loop. The disappointments, Malachi Starks, Green at pass rush, and any other draft pick, really, plus Alexander as the free agency signing has been a dud. The Ravens didn't really spend much in free agency, as he notes here. They've gotten the occasional big catch from DeAndre Hopkins, regular snaps from John Jenkins, but much of the impact they were hoping to get had to come from the draft, and it's just not there. Are you buying or selling this assessment of Baltimore's offseason?
Yeah, I'm buying it. 1-5 speaks volumes. And a lot of those young guys were thrust into starter roles. Malachi Starks, we were talking about him yesterday. And Mike Green, no sacks. Now, is it unfair for Mike Green, especially, who was a second-round draft pick, who was a steal at that time? Probably. Goes back to, did Eric DaCosta do enough to address what was a weakness for the team, even though they finished second in the year in the league in sacks last year? But yeah, I'm buying that 100%. And need to see the Looper kick a game-winning field goal before we start putting him in the Ring of Honor, for sure.
We're over to baseball here. A lockout feels inevitable for 2027. Current CBA set to expire here soon. And the big topic, or what we think the big sticking point is going to be between the owners and the players' union, is a fight over a salary cap. If the owners make a strong push for it, it would be their most serious effort to do so since 1994, of course, which had drastic consequences, including the cancellation of the World Series. That strike that year started in August of 94, lasted all the way till April of 95, the longest work stoppage in MLB history. Just a few years ago, we did have the season impacted in 2022. There was a 3-month lockout, but that really only delayed the start of the season by about a week or two. They canceled some off days along the way and still played the postseason on time. So overall, no real impact. But buy or sell, Bob, the looming 2027 stoppage could reach 94 levels with a major chunk of the season canceled.
I'm going to sell it, but I think this, there is some concern for sure. And we'll talk to Ben McDonald in a couple of minutes, who was, you know, on the Orioles in 94. And the Orioles were good in 94. They've had two strike years, hose good teams, 81 and 94. History says, Nolan, the players will never cave to a salary cap. So I don't know how ugly this will get. But the last thing baseball needs, and it's a whole, you weren't even alive when that happened. I mean, Tony Gwynn was hitting over 400. You had Matt Williams and others were chasing 60 home runs. The Expos were the best team in baseball. I mean, it was all kind of crazy things that were ended in mid-August because of the strike. I'm selling that it'll reach 94 levels where you lost the entirety of a postseason, but it could get ugly for sure.
All right, we'll stay in baseball here for our last topic of the day. Game one of the World Series tonight. Pitching matchup between Blake Snell and Trey Yesavage. You got to wonder how the rookie's going to respond here on the biggest stage. But to be fair to him, so far this postseason, he's been thrown out there quite a bit, looking halfway decent. 5 1/3 scoreless against New York. Mixed results across two outings in the ALCS. But on the other side, Blake Snell, he has been as dialed in as anyone this postseason. Two runs allowed against the Reds back in the wild card. Since then, 14 straight scoreless innings with 19 strikeouts. Quick look at the betting lines here. Over-under is set at 7.5 tonight. Are you buying or selling the under in this one? Strong pitching matchup.
I'll buy that for sure. But Blake Snell and the Dodgers have been on a nice little rest here since they swept the Brewers, and Toronto's coming off that epic series. Now, granted, that's been a few days as well against Seattle, but I'll buy the under as these two teams will get it on tonight at 8 o'clock. The Fall Classic, Dodgers trying to repeat, and the Blue Jays trying to win their first championship since 1993. We'll talk baseball, Orioles lockout, strike, whatever it's going to be. World Series with Ben McDonald. Revisit the Ravens as well. Got Gabe Lax from CBSSports.com, or USA Today, rather. Talk World Series with him. And, you know, where are all the managers? I'm guessing after the World Series, could we see a lot of managers getting hired, including here in Baltimore?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.